Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, hey, Bark Radio listeners. So, how many of y'all watched the Westminster Kennel Club dog show this weekend?
I didn't.
I didn't either, but we're going to talk about it. So, you know, if y'all saw it, groovy, good for you. But we're always interested to see what trends are in the dog world. And so we could have checked out, you know, the after coverage of it. And I know everyone in the world knows at this point that the winner this year was a Scottish Deerhound. And his name is Hickory. And a Scottish Deerhound is surprisingly up from the hound group. Big kids, they run up to apparently 110 pounds or so. And they are, as their name would indicate, natives of Scotland. So congratulations to the Scottish Deerhound world. And please, don't just go get one because they won the show, okay? I suspect these boys and girls are not for everyone.
No, I would think they're a pretty active dog. Going to be a hunting dog.
So, that's very cool. Had a breed we're not real familiar with win this year. And, Terry, did you know they added 6 new breeds?
I did know that. I saw some of them, and I was surprised that some of them weren't already in recognized breeds. The blue tick.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing to me, and I suspect coonhound lovers everywhere are going, what? Why did it take so long, you know? And if you guys don't know what we're talking about, the deal is the AKC in the United States, the American Kennel Club, recognizes X number of breeds, and generally every year they add a few to their list. And so coonhound-wise, there were 2, the blue tick and the red bone were recognized this year. In addition, there was the Boynton Spaniel, which I was telling Terry, I worked with my first 2 Boynkins this year, and they're like, I think, a lot of the hunting spaniel breeds, and they're just, they're athletes, they're smart. I really like the dogs. I don't know, personally, if they come in more than one color. The ones that I met were chocolate and brothers, and they were beautiful dogs, just very, very cool. And then we have the Leonberger, the Cane Corso, and the Icelandic Sheepdog. And just like mentioned about the Leonberger, I've had the pleasure of working with a couple of them, and that's the lion dog. And they are just the biggest, most beautiful dogs, I swear. Really pretty.
Really cool dogs. Mm-hmm. Neat colors.
Very, very neat.
Are they drooly like the noose?
I don't think so. Don't remember that in the ones that I met. Yeah, the Newfs and the St. Bernards, yeah, they all need to wear bibs most of the time. Pretty amazing.
Love the dogs would hate to have to keep wiping their face.
Oh, yeah, man, it's craziness. And because we've got a friend who has a whole herd of them.
Yeah, literally a herd of them.
I didn't know, but like with everything else, I guess, within a breed, some of them drool less than others. So our friend uses the ones who drool less as therapy dogs so as not to get a bucket of drool on old people when you go visit them, you know. Just not
that's a,
cool.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, really. So, you know, we were just kind of looking at the different groups for the Westminster Dog Show and who won which. The sporting group was won by a Cocker Spaniel. I love my sporting dogs, and although I've never been associated with a working cocker, a hunting cocker, I understand that they're great at it. And I'm still waiting for the year. I know that the Labrador Retriever is the most popular dog in the country, but I don't think we're ever going to win Westminster. it's just like, okay, not going to happen. And I hope it's not because, I hope the judges aren't looking at it because there are so many of them, because they can be great dogs. Except backyard breeders, quit breeding them, okay?
Yeah, they're screwing it up.
Bad people. Okay, so Terry, here's a surprise. Working group winner is the Portuguese Water Dog.
Huh. Who'd have thunk? Until President Obama, I don't know that many people knew about him.
And that's the thing. It's weird how dogs get publicity, and all of a sudden they're popular. That breed you never heard of, never saw.
Yeah. And then it destroys the breed because there's all the inbreeding and backyard breeders.
Yeah, all of a sudden, every breeder who's got 2 of them is mating them.
Yeah.
And making more because they know what's going to happen. The herding group winner was the Bearded Collie. And we just love those herders. You've got a couple of them in your house. Terry's got
Sparky and Surrey. And I've got one's an Australian Coolie and the other one's an Australian Cattle Dog mix.
And they just crack me up because a herding dog will flip and herd anything.
anything, everything in the house, outside of
people,
the house.
People, dogs, birds, yeah. Cars, give them something to hurt.
Walk along, get a nose in the back of the knee, move along, move along.
Seriously, you're not moving fast enough, Dad. Get a grip, man. And then the non-sporting group had our wrinkled friend, the Chinese Sharpei,
nice.
Was the winner of that group. That toy group was won by the Pekingese, and we'll just keep moving there. And, of course, the hound group, the Scottish Deerhound. So I suspect there were a lot of very happy dog breeders and dog trainers and dog handlers out there and some sad ones. But congratulations to all of you who got there and who just showed your dogs. You know, if that's your gig, it's a cool thing.
Yeah.
Personally, not mine.
Not
but,
my gig either,
yeah.
But...
You know, if you enjoy it, do it. And if any of this betters a breed, it's good.
Yeah.
You know?
My fear is it doesn't.
Yeah, my fear is it doesn't either.
Yeah.
But sometimes too much exposure is not a good thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, Terry, what else you got going on?
Well, along the same lines as dogs. Oh, wait, we always talk about dogs.
Oops, yeah.
We talk about a little bit about kids.
Kids and dogs.
I have said this before on other things, but more disturbing trends. And I don't know if it's more publicity and it's always been happening. I'm more aware, or people are just generally getting stupider. Stupider is not a word, is it?
But it's okay.
More stupid.
More stupid, yes.
But a lot of folks leaving toddlers and newborns alone with their family pets, and for whatever reason, the dog is attacking them.
Attacking the child.
Attacking the child.
And, you know... whenever that happens, it is, of course, in the world's view, the dog's fault. And yet we look at it and go, wait a minute, what was the parent thinking or the guardian thinking? You know, you just don't do that. You either crate the dog or...
crate the kid.
Yeah, one or the other. So, because you just never know. Because kids don't know not to pull on a dog's ears, tail, for whatever, you know, yeah. and they can be bouncing little beasties, and a dog who, you know, they have teeth and claws, and for a small child, any of that touches skin, there's going to be trouble.
Right.
I mean, there just is going to be. So it's so much about introducing kids to dogs properly.
Yeah, it really is, and it's the thing that bugs me, it's a tragedy when it happens. You know, I don't like anything to happen to kids. But the parents have got to be held responsible for this.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You know, it's one thing to say, well, the dog did it, but why is the parent in the other room?
Right.
Why is it this, in the case that really spun me up today, was on a newborn that the dog killed. I don't know the details. Of course, it's always, you know, skewed and whatever. But the parent was not in the room. Why would you have a newborn where the dog could get to it,
right,
unattended?
Right.
It's mind-boggling. I don't get that.
It's crazy. And, I mean, you know, for some reason, a dog might try to pick up a child.
Right.
You know, maybe try to do something good. But those big teeth,
right,
you know, are going to hurt the child, or in this case, kill the child. I don't know what happened. I think it's always a tragedy. But it's so much about management. It's what I tell people all the time with puppies. You got to manage them. Eyes on them all the time, or you're going to have problems. Same thing with babies and little kids. Eyes on them. Do not think they're safe in your own home. There's so many ways little kids can get in trouble, not just with the family dog. So many ways.
Right.
And if you are not being a responsible parent and having eyes on that child, or, you know, putting the child in a playpen or something when you have to walk out of the room where they're safe, where you know they're safe, you know, boo hiss.
Exactly. That should be the in that case, that woman should have criminal charges against her.
Mm-hmm. For negligence, at
negligence,
least.
Negligence, yeah. Are you out of your freaking mind?
Right. Yeah.
You know, I just don't... It bothers me, because there's a lot of it. At least once a week, I see some sort of toddler newborn attack.
Yeah. And it being called an attack,
yeah,
when who knows what it was.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And the press always makes a huge deal of it, and, you know, I think that the concept of being a responsible adult is just lost on a lot of people. You see it in these cases, and again, I see it all the time with folks with dogs, just with dogs, without the kid element, who are not responsible for their own animals. And so, folks, it's just a wake-up call. You know, if just be responsible and be hands-on and manage your home properly and your backyard properly, dogs and kids and cats and everything else. Yeah. That's all I got, man.
That's it. See you guys.